Yeah, I'm not real happy with that stuttering when it shifts between the two. And it seems to be shifting back and forth a little too frequently. On my commercial systems, you know, we vote and then we add some value to them, you know, where if you're going to move to another receiver, you have to be not just better, but you have to be better by a certain margin so that it just doesn't, you know, just keep needlessly flickering back and forth. Works very well in my commercial stuff. I'm not sure here if there's a setting for that. I noticed there's some threshold settings and some dwell settings and stuff like that, but I've got to dig into it a little deeper and see if there's something where I can get it to stay locked up on a particular voted receiver, you know, for a need a certain RSI plus to move.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, yeah, at that time you stayed exactly on it all the time. We're here, okay, I kicked it down a little bit of power, down to 20 watts, 25 watts. Now it looks like I'm staying in Richmond. So I don't think it's jumping, at least not for even my thing. I'm staying 255, 228, so it does, but I know what I see exactly what you're talking about. It catches every now and then, but it's staying close there, bud. So how does it sound? Does it sound okay? Of course, I'm not talking into the mic, long arm unit. I apologize. No, I am talking.
All right, do you have something going on in the background, or is that echo I'm hearing? Because I thought I had that cleared up, but it could be local there to you. Are you back monitoring yourself?
Negative. I did the same thing when I was talking to Joe earlier. I had to double in and out. That's not me.